Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Phone call that just sent shockwaves throughout the deep state happened just hours ago. Attorney General Pam Bondi picked up the phone, made one call, and now Obama's entire inner circle is lawyering up. That's not even remotely an exaggeration. My namesake, Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University, frequent Fox contributor, he said this: half of the lawyers in Washington just went under retainer, and it seems like the other half are retaining them. The Trump Justice Department has Democrats in complete panic mode. And today, literally hours ago, it just got worse for them. This is the moment we have all been waiting for. The grand jury that patriots have been demanding for years just became a reality. So here's what happened. Pam Bondi took Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referrals, you know, those explosive documents proving Obama manufactured fake Russian intelligence. And she did something that has the deep state absolutely terrified. Bondi officially convened a grand jury, and now we are getting reports as of last night. It's not just any grand jury. Multiple sources are confirming this grand jury is meeting in the state of Florida. It is not in D.C. Now, you know what that means, right? We've been talking about this ever since Tulsi dropped her report that no D.C. jury imaginable would ever convict Obama and his inner circle. None. I mean, we could salivate all we want about the DOJ bringing charges against everyone involved in this treasonous conspiracy, as Tulsi called it. But the cold, hard reality is that no conceivable court inside the Beltway of D.C. would ever even consider convicting Obama and his ilk. We also pointed out that the good news in all of this is that there are statutes that carry baked-in venue flexibility. In other words, there are certain crimes that are trans-jurisdictional. They allow for the defendant to be charged in any venue across the country. So this involves crimes like money laundering or wire fraud and, as it turns out, conspiracy. According to U.S. Code 18, Section 371, conspiracy to commit offense or defraud the United States may be tried in any court jurisdiction. And already, as we've seen, Tulsi's underscored the conspiratorial nature of these crimes, these alleged crimes, I must say, committed by Obama and his inner circle against President Trump. So as it turns out, Pam Bondi is indeed, according to reports, impaneling the grand jury for the Russian collusion hoax in the great state of Florida, her old stomping grounds. And I need not tell you, Florida juries ain't DC juries. Deep red Florida juries don't play games with corrupt politicians. Now, again, as of just hours ago, today, we got another development in all of this. A mass number of subpoenas are finally being handed down by Congress. Representative James Comer has just announced that the following people, among others, have been subpoenaed to testify before Congress under oath: Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Merrick Garland, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and a number of others. But here's the kicker. Obama himself might be named as an unindicted co-conspirator, which means that he's implicated but protected by presidential immunity, at least when it comes to his time in office. But that also means that he cannot take the Fifth Amendment, and he must testify under oath about what he knew and when he knew it. Now, this is all happening as the evidence released by Tulsi is simply beyond overwhelming. Again, Tulsi didn't just release documents. She released one smoking gun after another after another. Bottom line, we now know that just after President Trump won the election back in 2016, President Obama personally ordered a new intelligence assessment that would support the Russian narrative, contradicting months of intelligence reports that said Russia was not trying to influence the election. So on December 9th, just days after receiving that intelligence report exonerating Russia from election interference, from every single intelligence agency in D.C., Barack Obama held a meeting in the Situation Room in the White House with FBI Director James Comey, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, CIA Director John Brennan, James Clapper, who was then the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi's job now, John Kerry, Secretary of State, and National Security Advisor Susan Rice. And in that room, they together, along with Obama, made a decision that would poison American politics intentionally for years. They decided to manufacture fake intelligence that directly contradicted their own experts. So obviously this wasn't political spin. This was the systematic creation of false intelligence designed to delegitimize a duly elected president. So what's so key here is this goes way beyond merely partisan politics. It's irrelevant whether this was a Republican administration or a Democrat administration. What Tulsi is exposing here represents a fundamental attack on the Democrat process itself. When intelligence agencies deliberately manufacture evidence to undermine a duly elected president at the behest of the outgoing president, we're not talking about politics as usual anymore. We're talking about a constitutional crisis, or in Tulsi's words, we're talking about treason. And that's the word she used. This was treasonous behavior on the part of all those involved. Now, the fact that this grand jury is in Florida literally changes everything. It means that we'll have a conservative jury pool, right? These aren't D.C. swamp creatures who protect their own. These are citizens outside of D.C. like you and me who are very concerned about getting to the truth of what really happened here. There are reports that Judge Eileen Cannon could potentially oversee the trials. She's the same judge who saw through the weaponized prosecution of Trump by Jack Smith and dismissed the case. And we have home field advantage. Florida is MAGA country, not the deep state's backyard in D.C. The Democrats spent millions trying to rig D.C. juries against Trump. Now the tables have turned, and justice might finally be served by real Americans in the heart of one of the deepest red states in the nation. Gang, this is it. This is the moment that changes everything. Trump has spent the last 6 months instituting the America First MAGA agenda at every societal level. The borders are secure. We've got the largest mass deportation operation. It's in full force. Manufacturing and industry are returning to the country like never before. We've restored our energy independence. Tariffs are producing 2 straight months of budget surpluses. We're brokering ceasefires and peace treaties around the world. Trump's crushed DEI in our universities across the country. They're paying literally hundreds of millions of dollars. The legacy media is paying Trump tens of millions of dollars as he sues them for defamation. And we're finally seeing the end of the woke insanity that's infested and infected our culture from our sports to our military. And of course, Trump doged D.C. And now we are finally beginning to see the deep state indicted. Yes, it took time. Yes, the legal process is slow. But we are finally seeing the deep state come to some kind of legal accountability. So are you ready to watch the deep state finally face consequences? Well, let me know in the comments section below. And of course, as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button if you've been waiting for this day for years now, because this story is just getting started. Share this with everyone far and wide who needs to know that justice is finally coming to America. The grand jury has been seated, the evidence has been presented, and the Obama coup conspirators are about to learn that in America, truly, no one is above the law.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.